This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. We're back with the next installment in the seemingly never-ending, you promised it wouldn't last this long, homegrown Ohio rock and roll series, here in the Vinyl Garage, as we continue 1981. One of the most popular Ohio North Coast bands was Fairweather, fronted by its namesake, Lorraine native Paul Fairweather. He, with the band and solo, would release four LPs, two singles, and a cassette. Now, if you're wondering why I waited in 1981 to introduce a band whose first vinyl release was in 1976, there's a good reason. A website I used for research mistakenly listed 1981 as that release date. I know better. I was in high school when I bought my copy, and it was 76. That being said, it's being included at this point. So, moving on. That first release was a single, Don't Count Me Out, back with Going to Meet the Man, on the band's own Gangster label.
Am I
The band's next release was a pick disc, a mail-order record that took absolutely forever to arrive. Now remember, this is old school. Fill out an order form found in Scene magazine, cut it out, put it in an envelope with a check, and mail it in. But by the time it was actually delivered, I had forgotten I had ordered it. The album, which the aforementioned website also got wrong, was released in 1978 and included 3 studio cuts recorded at Agency, 1 at After Dark, and 3 live at Spanky's in North Ridgeville, a show I could have very well been in attendance. From that disc, 2 live cuts, Going to Meet the Man, and a Fairweather staple, an Alex Harvey cover, Man in the Jar.
Get out. Go to get out. Call on a rainy Monday. Business was uneasy, so I flicked open a packet of cigarettes and considered the situation. Why is her daddy bad? Why is it good for my baby? But there's one thing that's bothering me. Who was the man in the jar? The crowd drifted down over the river, and I turned up the collar of my coat. Now I gotta go over there fast, fast, see, yeah. Call me a cab, buddy, just one more time, you know what I wanna do. I entered the study through the French windows, and there on the floor was all that was left of the man with no face. Was the name of the case? The man with no face, the man in the jar. Daisy was the name of the dame with that fabulous frame, the man in the jar. Brother, am I telling a tale of a beautiful prayer whose daddy was dead? Buddy, don't you give me no jive, staying alive. The man in the jar, the man in the jar. They wanna get out, they wanna get out. He's smashing the glass, he's smashing the glass, he's smashing the glass. The man in the jar. This was the grand finale, 'cause Hot City was too hot for Daisy. And then was the name of the frail who landed in jail, leaving me as the patsy. Honey took my gun. 16 guys entered the elevator at that same time, and that could only mean that I must be the man in the jar. Get this joker out, man. She's got to get the punk rock or something, I swear. Hot shot. Give me a phone. Leave me alone. The man in the jar. This is the man in the jar. You've got me all wrong. They wanna get out, they wanna get out. He's smashing the glass, he's smashing the glass, he's smashing the glass. The man in the jar. That's from LA, and of course you know that's lower action. And they are the Hot City Symphony.
Fairweather would self-release three more albums in the 80s. Self-titled in 1985, Bamboo Box, 1987, and Power Play, 1989. From the self-titled LP, Everything's Okay, and Power Play, the autobiographical Home of the Brave.
swing shift while I played ball in the backyard. The dinner bell always rang at 5 o'clock. Dad worked in the factory, bought a house, a car, raised a family. Now every time I see his face,
also begat the first piece of vinyl by a Doors tribute band, Moonlight Drive. But that's not the first record by the Drive's frontman, Bill Pettijohn. He and his guitarist, Tommy Brame, held the same positions in the now legendary Cleveland band from 1970, Dragonwick. Moonlight Drive released one four-track EP in 1981 on the Agora label and a single in 82 on Criminal. All but the B-side of the single being Doors covers. The aforementioned written by Pettijohn and Brame. Bill also wrote and performed the cut Cream on Me, which was found on the North Coast Buzzard Tracks Volume 1 compilation CD in 1991. Sadly, we lost this incredible, unique actor-musician to cancer in 2011. He's another example of why we all should be proud of the music of our great state and the artists that perform it. From the EP Alabama Song, both sides of their single Who Do You Love and It's Flip, Your Daddy's Home, along with the aforementioned Cream on Me. Close your eyes. It's Jim Morrison.
Hey, I want to tell you about something hot and wet. Now we all like something hot and wet, like a bar. Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Think you'd hear this anywhere else but here in the Vinyl Garage.
Walk 40 damn miles in barbed wire, cable snake for a necktie, brand new house by the river.
Volkswagen flew. Hit a bomb. Somebody screamed. Should I heard just what I seen? Who do you love, babe? Who do you love? Who do you love, babe? You're gonna love me too, like I love you, baby, like I love you, baby, like I love you, baby. Your daddy's home, baby. Someday you'll sympathize that your love was just twice its size. I'm gonna watch you simplified on your knees and right by my side. And I love you, baby, 'cause I love you, baby. Yeah, I love you, baby. Your daddy's home, baby. Got a
that distance, where's the goal? Before I get you home, I'm gonna make it when she squeezes, make it when she lies, make it with the cheese that she says, and a cream on me. There's lust in Rome, there's lust in Dublin, I hear there's even lust inside of the Kremlin. Where's it go before I get to Rome? I'm gonna make it when she screams, make it when she lies, make it with her dreams and she says, honey, cream on me. I want your long legs, walk down the hall. You see me bend, you see me crawl. I'm gonna make it when you walk back down the hall. Cream on me, honey, cream on me. I'm gonna make it when she squeezes, make it when she lies.
The next band, depending on if you bought their 45 with the picture sleeve or not, could be identified one of two ways. Without a pick cover, they were The Habits, on a record label of the same name. With a sleeve, they were Gary Willard and The Characters. Either way, it's the same band and record. The Habits issue has The Characters sharpied out and The Habits ink stamped in. They, when deciding to change their name for the vinyl release, didn't take into consideration that their fans would know who they were, resulting in the scrapping of the pick sleeve, since the cover couldn't be sharpied, in favor of just the 45 in a white generic sleeve. That's all fine and good, but what about the music? Well, that's just as good as the aforementioned story. This Bainbridge band's A-side, Television World, and its flip, That's the Way It Goes, are fine examples of early 80s guitar-based keyboard rock and roll. Here's both sides of that record.
Perfect and to set.
closing out 1981 with a band that grew out of the remnants of a group we mentioned back in 1976. The horn rock, I Don't Care. Following three of its ex-members after its demise, they formed Graff. Their one and only LP was produced by Steve Katz, ex of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. The leadoff cut, Baby's Gone Home, is presented.
Just a rule of numbers.
80s was compilation album heaven, especially in Cleveland, and one of the first was 1982's Cleveland Confidential. Not coincidentally, the last cut, side one, was the Lab Rats song Cover, end of side one. The cover being a better-than-average take on Shocking Blues' Venus, a clever way of not paying for the publishing rights. There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Is it not your sense? Correct. Is it not your sense?